Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Yeah, welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's another time of the day where we take our devotion. It's another day, it's a brand new day, a brand new week, and we've come with our hearts of gratitude. We've come to ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to the one who has made this possible. Lord, we cannot thank you enough. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us, I'm wondering what you're listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep mysteries and revelations of God, where God gets to speak to us, and we get to listen to Him. And our prayer this morning is that God gives us a listening ear and a heart that obeys in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. Tell your friends and family. Ring the bell and sound the alarm. Let everybody gather around you. And as many as you can send a link to, please do that and let them join the devotion this morning. Today is the 18th day in the month of November 2024. It's a beautiful Monday and we've come with a fresh new topic. But before we go into that, I would like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And if you're anywhere near Northampton and you're looking for a place to worship, you know that you can always visit us at Praise Palace and become a family. Right there in Praise Palace, we are a family. So, you're always welcome to in our midst. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, when God moves, when God moves. Are you with your pens? Just take this down. When God moves. I'm today is M15. I'm today is M15. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts chapter 18 to chapter 19. Acts chapter 18 to chapter 19. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Matthew chapter 9 from verse 35 to 36. But before we get into our Bible reading, let's take our memory verse together. Our memory verse today is taken from Matthew chapter 9 verse 35. Matthew chapter 9 verse 35, which says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew chapter 9 from verse 35. Matthew chapter 9 verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Now let's move to our Bible reading. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew chapter 9 from verse 35 to 36. Matthew chapter 9 from verse 35 to 36. From verse 35 it says, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, okay, we are going to stop at 36. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's reading says, when God moves, he distributes miracles along his path. When you read through the Bible, you will see many instances where this happened. For example, in Genesis chapter 18, he was going to Sodom, but on his way, he stopped at Abraham's tent to give him a miracle. Also in the book of Luke chapter 7, from verse 11 to 15, Jesus was going into the city of Nain, and he saw a dead man being carried to his grave. He touched the coffin, and immediately the dead man came back to life. Psalm chapter 97 verse 3. Psalm 97 verse 3 says that fire goes before God. In other words, he has a convoy that goes before him that is made of fire. This means that whenever he's moving, fire goes ahead of him, clearing everything that is evil and preparing the way for the one whose name is consuming fire. Even if you are not the one that God is coming to see, as he is passing by your house, everything that is considered evil in your house will be dealt with. When the one who is passing by is the Almighty God himself, then no sickness, pain, sorrow, poverty, or anything evil will remain. Beloved, this is why it is good to have Christian neighbors. If you have a Christian neighbor, every now and then God will come to visit them. When he comes to visit them, since you are nearby, you should receive a miracle as well. This is why you should do something about the salvation of the people who live close to you, as well as everyone you interact with regularly. The Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation, like we see in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. Therefore, if you are surrounded by righteous people, God will move more frequently within your community, ensuring that you and the entire community are continually blessed in him. You should note, however, that the consuming fire hates sin. Therefore, when it comes, everything that relates to sin in its part will be destroyed. This is why you must abstain from sin, because you do not want to become a victim of the consuming fire whenever he is moving around you. Beloved, ensure that you live a holy life and also surround yourself with true children of God, so that whenever God moves around you, you will receive a miracle. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please move around me today that I can receive a miracle. Father, please move around me today so that I can receive a miracle. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you? And you also like to be a blessing to somebody today? You can be a blessing by sharing this word. And how can you be a blessing by sharing the word? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, share, or download. The link will pop up. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's also available on our mobile app, available on Play Store and Apple Store. So if you are yet to download, rush to any of these online stores and download our mobile app. 2. Enjoy all our amazing shows lined up for you throughout the day. It promises to be inspiring, exciting, and entertaining. Thanks for staying tuned till you hear my voice again. Until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.